This Saturday, which of course is dedicated principally to the Blessed Virgin Mary and here to the Immaculate Heart, Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, we are given many lessons in the readings of today. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, St. Isaiah, God commands the people to start behaving, to stop doing evil. And if they stop doing evil, then he will reward them. It is as simple as that. And so he, of course, is not speaking only to Isaiah or to the people to whom Isaiah brought this message. He is speaking to us, that we must do God's will and nothing but God's will. And then the Lord will bless us. And how he will bless us, of course, one, is up to him. When, it's up to him. And to whom, it's also up to him. But we must try to be deserving of his favors. We cannot go against his will continuously and expect his favors. In the gospel, we have one of those very wonderful circumstances when we see a lot. And I think we could also say we can see ourselves. Now, the apostles and disciples were on the boat, and the sea was very rough, and the wind was against them. Of course, usually you go with the wind, and the wind pushes you, especially if you have sails, but even without sails. And it was very difficult to row because the wind was against them. And our Lord was on the shore, and then he decided to take a walk. Now, if you and I decided to take a walk, we would walk along the beach, around the perimeter of the lake. But our Lord is not we, and he is not bound by the laws of nature. So he simply walks on the sea. And it's wonderful to see the magnificent power of our Lord Jesus Christ in his human body, which is united hypostatically to the divine word, to the Son of God. And, of course, the apostles saw him. He was not yet risen. He did not make himself invisible. He was very visible and very decidedly visible. And it's interesting, of course, the translation says apparition. That's not at all what it says. The original says ghost. They thought he was a ghost. Now, maybe they saw ghosts all the time. Maybe you do, I don't. Sometimes, but not all the time. And so they thought he was a ghost. And so, even so, he got into the ship and calmed the sea, and they went to where they were going. And it is very, very interesting. And this says something about him, and it says something about them, us also. It was not until they landed that they recognized him. And very oftentimes in our lives, there are kinds of things going on, and the Lord is there, and he's helping us, carrying us even sometimes, and we don't recognize him. We are totally unaware. So many times we are spiritually so obtuse, ridiculously obtuse, that we do not see. We see that there are fingers, but we do not know that there is a hand in front of our face. And so it is with Christ and with the apostles and disciples. It wasn't until they landed that they recognized him. And of course, again, that says more about them than about him. And as soon as he went on land, everywhere they went, they followed him. By that time, they were already following him, and this is still early in the gospel. And wherever he went, people lay their sick in their litters, in their mats, along the way, so that even just his shadow falling upon them would heal them. And he did. And it's interesting that, of course, we celebrated the wonderful Stations of the Cross last night. And among those things that we meditated upon was the great miracle that our Lord performed for the cousin of Herod, Seraphia Bernice, that she had touched the hem, the tassels. Fimbria are the tassels of our Lord's. Basically, it was our Lord's prayer mantle. He was a Jew. He was a Pharisee. And the mantle that they wore to pray, always there has been some kind of liturgical vestment that is used. And so the mantle that he used to pray had tassels. And this woman, Seraphia Bernice, touched the tassels of his cloak, and she was healed of the flow of blood, the hemorrhage that she had had for many years. And later on, she would come back during the Passion, during the stations, the sixth station in particular. And this time she did not touch the tassels. This time she brought her magnificent veil, a veil which was made of fibers from the shells of particular sea creatures that are found in the Mediterranean, somewhat like oysters or clams. And they actually took apart the shells and became magnificent, very strong, very beautiful thread, which when woven together could be seen through. It was transparent. And we see this in the tombs of the Egyptians, where they're wearing stuff, but you can see through it. That's the same kind of thread from which the veil of the very rich Seraphia Bernice, Veronica, and she went and touched his face and wiped the sweat and the spit and everything else, the blood from his face. But what is interesting is that later on, when she realized what had happened, that the face of our Lord was on her veil, which did not hold ink or dyes. That's why it was transparent. All of a sudden, it did hold the face of Christ, the veil of Veronica, which is kept today in the Tribune of St. Veronica on the main altar of St. Peter's, where there are four chapels. One of them contains the veil of St. Veronica. Of course, some have said, especially since Pope Benedict, many years ago when he first became Pope, went to this shrine in Manopello, which also has the face of Christ, on such a material, that this was it. But the Church traditionally has held that the veil of St. Veronica, the Seraphia Bernice, was or is the one that is in the Tribune of St. Veronica in the Basilica of St. Peter. Our Lord is God, and he can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, to whomever he wants. But we must merit it, even in just a little bit, because ultimately we merit nothing. The only thing that we have that is ours is our sins. We must remember that when we are tempted to pride. Oh, look what I have done. What have I have accomplished? No, it is not I who have done it. It is God. And so always when people start saying stuff about me to my face, anyway, whatever they say behind my back, it doesn't matter. Probably it's all bad. But I say to them, no, the Blessed Mother has done this. Everything that is here and all that will come in the future, the Blessed Mother has done it and will do it. And she does it with the authority and the power of her divine Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. May all glory and praise and honor be his forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.